I'm Danny Brown, and you're listening to Life Through a Dram.
Welcome to Life Through a Dram, where Danny Brown shares his take on life, being a better person, and appreciating the here and now, all accompanied by a dram and a fine single malt whiskey. And now, here's your host, Danny Brown.
Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Life Through a Dram. This week I'm drinking a rather nice Macallan. It's the Sherry Oak 18-year-old, and that's part of their Sherry Oak range, which has been, Macallan's taken their single malt whiskies and they've matured them in hand-picked sherry seasoned oak cask from Jerez. And this gives them a really rich, you know, complex taste with, it's got a whole bunch of raisin in there. You can taste some oak, and it's got a really lovely, like, mahogany style colour. So this is my sip tonight, so Schlangivar. This week, I'm going to revisit something that I shared with my newsletter earlier on. I think it was either earlier this week or last week. And I apologize if you also subscribe to my newsletter. You've probably read this anyway. And if you have, like I say, I apologize. But basically, I revisited a short story I wrote from a book I wrote about, I don't know, 7 years ago, called The Parables of Business. And The Parables of Business is basically, as the name would suggest, it's a book that takes business lessons but presents them in the ways of short stories and parables to, you know, hopefully share lessons, but in the way of a short story. And when I wrote this book, I wrote a chapter called The Cautionary Tale of Balderdash and Hogwash. Now, if you're not from the UK or you haven't, you know, heard many slang phrases from the UK, balderdash and hogwash are both sayings or both words that mean pretty much the same thing. It's like balderdash, hogwash, it's nonsense, it's gibberish, it's like utter, you know, make-believe. So the tale of balderdash and hogwash, as I'll share soon, was about these two guys and how I was using the tale of balderdash and hogwash to share how people could get sucked into make-believe and to lies. And I was reminded of the book and the story of the chapter in question by a reader of my newsletter who emailed me with a note just out of the blue and said, this story is more relevant than ever with today's climate of fake news, political divisiveness and groupthink mentality, you know, when it comes to critical thinking. So I got the PDF version of the book out and I reread the chapter again. And while I'd like to think that the world in general isn't as gullible as the followers of the two main characters from the story, current events, especially this week of all weeks, would suggest otherwise. So I thought I'd share that here with you on the podcast and, you know, share some new thoughts with that 7 years later. So here is the cautionary tale of Balderdash and Hogwash. Back in the day, two friends named Balderdash and Hogwash decided they wanted to be seen as really smart. So they decided to share their thinking and position it as fairly important correctionable tales in other news, or fiction. Seeing that there was a market for people looking for information, Balderdash and Hogwash decided that their brand of fiction was just what the world needed. So off they set, taking their words of wisdom with them. For many years, Balderdash and Hogwash were hugely successful. They made a lot of money from people who were hungry for all sorts of information, but didn't have the wherewithal to check sources for themselves. This was great for Balderdash and Hogwash, since they could share all sorts of wonderful fiction, and no one would question them. Some of their nuggets included, people with phones are more likely to call up support centres than go online to chat to a live advisor. The internet allows you to put up a website and bring $1 million a month into your business from day one. Making a viral video is as easy as press and record. You don't need to worry about the ROI of social media. Instead, worry about baby unicorns. That's something my daughter would actually enjoy. She loves her unicorns, but I digress. The square root of online influence is anything someone with a high influence score says it should be. There were many more nuggets, all of them hugely profitable, because everyone took the words of Balderdash and Hogwash's gospel. For a while, everything was golden and the two friends laughed all the way to the happy bank. But then something happened. Across the globe, people that had listened to Balderdash and Hogwash began to see the flaws in their arguments. they began to see that there were more holes in the fiction that was being shared than there were at a golf course designed by a Swiss cheesemaker. And these people began to grow and grow. Soon, there was a mighty crowd of people that came together to form a cohesive voice that questioned the balderdash and hogwash fiction. They soon formed their own group. Clearly open minds make ourselves need smarter educational news shared everywhere, or common sense for short. They took to the globe in a large boat of wisdom and countered fiction with common sense. Instead of just sharing wild figures, they offered true analytics and understanding of information, facts and figures from comprehensive studies, actionable advice suited to audiences and not just a one-size-fits-all approach, and goals, measurement and returns, and how to use that information to plan ahead. Now, as I mentioned, this was a business book, you know, wrapped up in a parable. So at the time, I was using business, you know, examples. But back to it. Soon, more people began to realise that balderdash and hogwash were perhaps not the wise voices they made themselves out to be. Maybe, just maybe, fiction wasn't something to base your business goals on, and that maybe, just maybe, common sense was a better approach. This made balderdash and hogwash unhappy. They'd lost their grip on the crowd and now only had their past glories to live on. Their tales of fiction were now held up as worst practices and things to avoid, while common sense was shown to be a far better starting point. Of course, there will always be opportunities for balderdash and hogwash to get their particular brand of fiction into the minds of newer targets. But as long as common sense is around, and people are willing to push back and ask for a bit more than some creative fiction, the likes of balderdash and hogwash will be limited as to how many they can convince with their stories. And there's nothing fictional about that. Now, as I mentioned at the start, this was 7 years ago. I think I published the book in 2013. But, you know, and while the story and book are a business focus, the words were meant to be an overall look at society and how we can be fooled into wrongful thinking by believing fiction as gospel. Now, that reminded me of a quote that I shared when I shared this on my newsletter, and it was by Nazi propagandist Joseph Goebbels. And he said, "Think of the press as a great keyboard on which the government can play." Now, think about that and compare that to what's happening today, you know, that in certain countries, in certain states, and like, you know, states that are run by dictators. The press is basically their voice. If you think of North Korea, you think of China and a state-run media and a state-run news corporations. It's very much what Goebbels was saying. And you look at what's happening in the US with, you know, what Trump's trying to do with the media and portray them as enemy of the people. It's and think of the abundance of media platforms like, you know, social media like Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, etc., and particularly Facebook with the abundance of fake political ads and news that helped, you know, sway the election result in 2016. Because of all that, we've lost the power of critical thinking when it comes to so many things. You know, things like science, life, medicine, politics. Instead of using facts to counter untruths, these untruths have a platform and a base from which to spread and play to the needs of those that seek validation for their points of view and how the world, you know, according to them anyway, should be. This has led to the populist movement gaining traction around the globe. You've got Trump in the US, Andrew Scheer, Doug Ford here in Canada, the Boris Johnson in the UK, Matteo Salvini in Italy, and that's just to name just a few. Each of them plays on ignorance of their base, or if not complete ignorance, then the belief that, you know, the country's at war on many fronts. Pro-choice, equality, immigration, the media, all of them are under attack. And with so many people believing the lies that they're fed, because it's easier to blame someone else and take a long internal look at why your way of life is changing, today's equivalent of balderdash and hogwash are spreading a brand of fiction ever wider. And, you know, just take a look around at the world today if you want to see how it's changed in just a few short years. The rise of neo-Nazis and far-right rhetoric, and there's hate crimes are on the rise. Women's rights are being continuously stripped away and stripped away. People of colour are feeling less and less safe. There's a war on science propagated by people who wouldn't know, you know, scientific truth if it hit them in the face. And the worst of all, the brazenness, I guess, of these bigots and their willingness to bring their hate from their homes into the public domain. And they've all been empowered by leaders that have given them you know, the permission to bring their bigotry, their hate, their lies into the public. You know, it's like, as I mentioned in my newsletter, and looking back at that chapter, I wrote it, it was 7 years ago, I wrote it as a fictional short story, and I gave the two protagonists ridiculous names, Balderdash and Hogwash, that aren't that easy to say if you continue, you know, trying to say them over and over again in a podcast. But I gave them, you know, ridiculous names along with equally ridiculous acronyms for their goals, you know, fiction, common sense, can't go figure. Because I just felt that the message in the story was precisely that. It was a premise showing that the world is more than a ridiculous place where lies can so easily be promoted and accepted. Today, I don't know, I'm watching the proceedings from the US at the moment and the presentations by the Democrats about the impeachment, and how even with all that's been presented, even with all the evidence, all the recordings, all the tapes, all the admittance by, you know, the main actors themselves, like Trump and Pompeo, etc. Even with all that, people are still saying Trump did nothing wrong, that it's a witch trial, you know, it's a witch hunt, it's a hoax, it's a fake trial, and they're going to just listen to the Democrats' case, and then that's it. They'll throw it out, acquit Trump, everything will be back to normal. And the danger is, when they're doing that, you're chipping away at what makes a democracy and what makes a country so great. It is the fact that there's checks and balances. It is the fact that there's people that are willing to stand up and take a stand and do what's right. It is the fact that there's people that will stand up for the little guy and give them a voice when they feel they have no voice. And if we allow that, regardless whether it's the US today, Canada tomorrow, the UK and Europe next month, anywhere, if we allow that to happen and just turn a blind, you know, a blind eye and say, it's nothing happened, it's there's worse things in the world that can go, you know, that can be going on that we could be talking about and looking at, then I fear that, you know, a silly little story, an example of a silly little story that I wrote 7 years ago, isn't as, you know, stupid and ridiculous as it may have seemed. Anywho, guys, that's been my thoughts this week. I guess. Yeah, and yeah, I'm just stunned at it was going on. That I see a lot of friends on Facebook, even, you know, Republican friends who they may not have supported Trump, but they're willing to give him a chance. Even these guys are saying, you know, this can't go any longer. But for some reason, it is. And I guess I'm just at that stage where I'm thinking, is anything ever going to change? And that's a danger as well, because once we get to that stage, then we've given up. And the people we're trying to push back against win. And if we truly want a kind, good world for all, then we can't let that happen by any, you know, shape or form. So anyway, that's been my thoughts this week. I'd love to hear your take on it. You know, you can reach out to me on email at any time, danny@dannybrown.me, which I'll drop in the show notes. Or if you have the podcast platform that you listen to, allows for comments, you know, drop me a note. I tend to get notified on most apps, but I may not. So like I say, emails are a really good way to get in touch. Anyway, I hope your week is going well. I hope you've got a great weekend planned and you've got some downtime with your loved ones, friends, family, whoever you're spending it with. If you enjoy the podcast, be sure, you know, to, you know, let your friends know that that might enjoy it too. And I'm always happy to, you know, see a little review notification pop up from your preferred podcast, you know, app. If you do want to leave a review for the show, you can do that at ratemypodcast.com/dram, and that will show you how you can leave a review on your preferred podcast app, which is pretty cool. Anywho, this has been Life Through a Dram. As I say, I hope you have a great weekend and hopefully things work out well, whatever that looks like. Until the next time, guys, take care, be kind to each other. Slanjivar.
This has been Life Through a Dram. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.